time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. It's Tuesday, May 14th. The gold price topped out at $2,377 late Sunday evening and then entered into a 45-degree decline through the close of the COMEX floor trading operations at 1:30 p.m. New York time. From top to bottom, the price declined $35. The Mining Stock Journal commented that it looked like systematic algo selling by hedge funds and CTAs, enabling the COMEX bank market makers to reduce their paper short positions. Silver had a different experience. After an initial paper market price flush when the market opened Sunday evening, silver shot up to as high as $28.61 before being flushed back down to $28.29 going into the paper silver COMEX close. The Mining Stock Journal said that the COMEX banks have a problem with their silver short position on the COMEX, given the enormous volume of physical buying being reported from India and China. The mining stocks followed the gold price action, with GDX down just under 1%. That said, Paramount Gold, one of the Mining Stock Journal's top recommendations, shot up 25% on enormous volume. The Mining Stock Journal will have color in Thursday's new issue. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Vizsla Silver. Vizsla Silver is focused on becoming one of the world's largest single-asset silver producers through the exploration and development of its 100% owned Panuco Capala Silver Gold District in Sinaloa, Mexico. The company consolidated this historic district in 2019 and has now completed over 325,000 meters of drilling. The company has the world's largest undeveloped high-grade silver resource. You can learn more at VisaSilverCorp.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Intrepid Metals published results from 5 diamond drill holes from the company's Coral Copper property in Arizona. All 5 holes were drilled in the Ringo Zone, which is located along the southern margin of a 3-kilometer-long trend of near-surface carbonate replacement and related supergene enrichment oxide, copper, gold, silver, zinc mineralization. Highlights included 198 meters of 0.68% copper equivalent, 133.2 meters of 0.64% copper equivalent, and 99.5 meters of 0.68%. Intrepid has completed 20 diamond drill holes for about 3,900 meters as part of a planned 5,000-meter program within the private lands at Coral Copper. Intrepid Metals trades on the venture with INTR and on the OTCQB with IMTCF. Faraday Copper also announced results from 5 drill holes this morning from the Copper Creek project. At Area 51, drilling intersected 42 meters of 0.41% copper, which expands the known mineralization within the Eclipse Breccia approximately 20 meters to the east and 50 meters to the north. At Keel West, drilling returned 51.45 meters of 0.5% copper and confirms that mineralization is open to the west of Keel and below the Old Reliable Breccia. And speaking of Old Reliable, step out holes west of Old Reliable returned 70.3 meters of 0.29% copper, which confirms the near-surface mineralization remains open there. As part of the Phase 3 program, 27 drill holes have been completed and results for 19 have been released. Faraday Copper trades on the TSX with FDY and on the OTCQX with the CPPKF. Alamos Gold reported new results from its underground exploration program at the Young Davidson Mine. Underground exploration drilling from the mid-mine intersected a new style of higher-grade gold mineralization in zones within the hanging wall at the Young Davidson deposit. Drilling at the 9620 level returned 7.41 grams per ton gold over 22 meters, 19.9 grams per ton over 4.5 meters, and 21.86 grams per ton over 4 meters. At the 9500 level, drilling hit 10.7 grams per ton gold over 15.5 meters. The company says these new zones are being discovered in the hanging wall highlight the significant exploration potential outside of the syenite. This is a new style of higher grade mineralization near their existing underground infrastructure, which has the potential to provide meaningful production upside. Alamos Gold trades on the TSX and the NYSE with AGI. Victoria Gold published their Q1 production results from the Eagle Gold Mine in Yukon. Despite gold production being lower than target, the company did generate positive free cash flow before and after working capital adjustments. The company produced 29.5 thousand ounces of gold with a realized average gold price of $2,724 per ounce. That's in Canadian dollars. Revenue for the quarter was just under $83 million, and operating earnings were $5.8 million for the quarter. Cash cost per ounce was Canadian $1,845 per ounce. Victoria Gold trades on the TSX with VGCX. Troilus Gold published its feasibility study for the Troilus project in Quebec. The open pit mining scenario hosts a life of 22 years with potential underground development. The report highlights the processing of 50,000 tons per day, which is a 43% larger than the original 35,000 tons per day processing rate contemplated in the PEA a few years ago. Its all-in sustaining cash costs are estimated to be just over $1,100 per ounce. Base case economics after tax looks to be about $885 million with an IRR of 14%. The initial capex of Troilus is estimated to be just over $1 billion. Troilus Gold trades on the TSX with TLG and on the OTCQX with CHXMF. And Meridian Mining reported it has an update from the Jaru copper and gold project in Brazil. Jaru is located 45 kilometers west of the company's Cabasal copper gold silver VMS project. Exploration activity have found a 7-kilometer copper in-stream anomaly with superimposed and offset gold anomalies. Also of interest are the offset and more focused discrete gold and base metal anomalies were present in drainage passing over the footwall and hanging wall stratigraphy. Strong copper and stream responses extend into the metabasaltic footwall succession, including peak values of 41 to 63 parts per million copper. So it's an interesting development here for Meridian. They do trade on the TSX with MNO and on the OTCQX with MRRDF. All right, lots of news this morning. That's a wrap here on the Morning Briefing, which is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. We'll be back with more corporate updates later today, everybody. Be well.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.